of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Imagine being born a slave, but you don't know that you're a slave. And then someone finally tells you, you're actually a slave. You're actually a slave. But it's all you know. It's all we all know. So it seems normal. But we're really in the hands of the enemy. But someone is coming who's going to be born behind enemy lines to free us from our slavery. This is the true story of human history. The Apostle Paul describes Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as, quote, being in the form of God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man, close quote. The divine word, the second person of the Trinity, 9 months ago became a zygote in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And today was there for all to see as both God and man on this most holy of feasts, Christmas Day. You may have heard me sing the opening collect in Latin. Maybe you followed along in the English. If not, it's this. Quote, grant we beseech thee, Almighty God, that the new birth of thy only begotten Son as man may set us free who are held by the old bondage under the yoke of sin. Close quote. We hear something of slavery, of being rescued. May set us free, we who are held by the old bondage under the yoke of sin. Today begins our freedom. So yes, it is Jesus born behind enemy lines today as a slave to free the slaves. Jesus born behind enemy lines as a slave to free us from the slave driver, the devil. Things are not what they seem. Who controls who on this planet? It's almost like our brains were hotwired. And this is why we need a Savior born today, to bring us back to sanity, to bring us back to the Father. The preface of the Nativity calls us to acknowledge this God-man invisible form, that through him we may be drawn to love of things invisible. Christ born visible to bring us to the Blessed Trinity who is invisible. A looser translation of that preface of the Nativity that I was singing about 10 or 15 minutes is that, quote, while knowing the visible God, we might be raptured into invisible love, close quote. Raptured into invisible love. In invisibilium amorum rapiamur, in the Latin. But to be raptured into the love of things invisible, we have to have more than a sweet thought at Christmas. We actually need to aim to be as detached as Joseph and Mary there in that cave 2,000 years ago. Those three who had nothing to enslave them in their attachments, look to us through history, praying for us that we could be free as them from the attachments that enslave us. Really, think of how detached Mary and Joseph were in that cave that day Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. It wasn't a fairy tale. They were truly cold and hungry. And yet, the intimacy of love that night was worth it all. I mean, can you believe God became a baby for you and me who are sinners? That pure flesh, a little baby's hand, it would have a nail in it one day. Oh, you don't like thinking about that on Christmas? This is why he came. But imagine being in that cave with Joseph and Mary. Imagine on your knees adoring the Son of God there. And then Mary hands you Jesus to hold. Would any of your complex material worries of life matter anymore? Imagine holding Jesus in your arms and adoring the second person of the Trinity who is a baby now, I mean, isn't it ironic that the day of the year marked with the most materialism and shopping is to celebrate the poorest birth in history? So why do we lead up to this most peaceful and joyful season with so much complexity, materialism, desire for power, desire for popularity? Love came down today, that baby named Jesus, and through the centuries he drew the saints through intimacy and prayer, so that those saints may have no more interest in their own complexities, their own materialism, their own desire for power, their own desire for popularity, that yes, many of the saints had before being drawn into the intimacy of that cave. You see, it wasn't a matter of guilt and ethics for the saints in becoming detached. It was a matter of ease, that when you love somebody, you will drop everything for him. As Pope Benedict said in his Christmas Mass in 2006, 11 years ago, quote, "God's sign is simplicity." Think about that again. God's sign is simplicity. God's sign is the baby. God's sign is that he makes himself small for us. This is how he reigns. He does not come with power and outward splendor. He comes as a baby, defenseless and in need of our help. He does not want to overwhelm us with his strength. He takes away our fear of his greatness. He asks for our love, so he makes himself a child. He wants nothing other from us than our love, through which we spontaneously learn to enter into his feelings, his thoughts, and his will. We learn to live with him and to practice with him that humility of renunciation that belongs to the very essence of love. Close quote. Where is that baby today? He's in the tabernacle. He is the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is one and the same as the one whom Mary wrapped in swaddling clothes 2,000 years ago. St. Francis of Assisi, once when he was with his brothers in adoration, looked at the host and the Luna that was in the monstrance, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, and he looks at our Lord in that form, even more humble than a baby, for it looks like bread and smells like bread and tastes like bread, but it's the God of the universe. And Francis turns to his brothers and he says, "Brothers, look at the humility of God and pour out your hearts before him. Humble yourselves that you may be exalted by him. Hold back nothing of yourselves for yourselves, for he who gives himself totally to you may receive you totally." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.